Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're going to talk about being generous and tithing and giving and doing that from a place of scarcity versus doing it from a place of abundance. And I think it'll help shift some consciousness around this concept. Because I've been talking, in my last podcast, I started to bring up that there are times when people will take spiritual wisdom and use it against themselves. And so I want to lean more into that because I'm seeing that show up quite a bit. Because I think if you can shift into the space of doing spiritual work and spiritual practice from a wide open heart without expectation, knowing that it will come back, right? Like, it will come back, but you're not doing it so it will come back. And I think this applies to business and everything else. You will have a more fulfilling life. That's right. I'm going to say that. In case you're new to this program, I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. Yeah. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, pay attention to my massive result intuitive coaching package, as well as you can schedule a session with me and we can talk about all these concepts and I can help you rearrange some energy in your life so that you are getting what you want instead of just going through the motions, hoping it will show up. Again, information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, I want to tell you what triggered this and then I have a story to go along with it. And then I want you to sit with it and see how you feel. So, and I've got layers to this. I think this concept of tithe or give, or I have to do this and then it will come back. And, or this notion of, what I'm really seeing a lot of is people are going into generosity. And even my spirit guides just prompted me to put that in quotes, generosity in quotes, giving. Not from a place of love and abundance. They're doing it because they're really doing it out of self-sabotage. Like, oh, I'm going to give in this way and deny myself, and then I just trust God's going to bring it back to me. But if the origins of what you're doing, and this is going to require a deep honesty with yourself. Like, why am I doing this? Which, honestly, everything you do, you should think about, why am I doing it? Because it'll help you stay centered in who you are and stay centered in your connection to source. And it's just a simple why. Why am I doing this, right? And if we're doing it to get something, it's not as powerful. Okay, so here, let's start here. I want to tell you where I'm going with this. This was an email that came out from Manifestation Babe. It was one of her tips on abundance and prosperity. It was one of those type of emails. And the message was, stretch yourself to a little bit by practicing being more generous. Again, this is coming from Manifestation Babe. Obviously, this isn't to give all your money away or spend outside of your means, just to make it come back to you, because taking that approach is rooted in scarcity and motives that just aren't really genuine there. But as you are noticing more abundance flowing into your life, give back a little bit more too. Tip your server a little more than you normally would. Oh, you can probably hear the phone. Tip your server a little bit more than you normally would when you go to a restaurant. Find ways that you can give back a little bit more and do it in a genuine way. All right, so the part I want to pay attention to here, and again, I want to quote this source. This is from Manifestation Babe. And obviously, this isn't to give all your money away or spend outside of your means just to try to make it come back, because taking that approach is rooted in scarcity and motives just aren't really genuine there. So I read this and I'm like, oh, so good. Because often in spiritual spaces, they teach give, 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 tithe, 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 and it will come back to you. And yes, that is true. But the giving must come from a place of abundance. The giving must come from a place of genuine motivation, soulful, loving motivation. So it really isn't about 10% or the amount. It's about the place for within you, right? And everything is feeling. And that is really what we're talking about when we're referencing vibration. I mean, all the other stuff matters too, but you'll know based on feeling. If the feeling's coming from, I'm going to tithe this 10% and hope it comes back to me, that's not rooted in divine abundance and faith, right? You're tithing the 10% because you want to be generous. It's a natural outpouring of who you are. And I've lived in both of these spaces. And what is interesting is so I've always had the vision of buying my mother a home. She kind of embedded it in me since I was a kid. And I don't mind. I don't mind. Now I can honestly say I don't mind. But I in my 30s, it was a pressure. I got to get my shit together so I can buy my mom a home too. I got to get my shit together so I can buy my mom a home too. And as I've been, spent the last 4 years really pulling back a lot of my money beliefs, I was like, oh, that pressure, that energy is coming from a place of scarcity. It's coming from there's not enough love. She won't love me. Or I can't have the life I want unless I do this thing. And so as I started pulling back those layers and really focusing on doing things from a place of abundance and from a place of genuine, true, divine generosity from within me, meaning I'm choosing what I want to do based on what matches my energetic generosity, right? And my generosity blueprint, not the blueprint that was given to me on this is how you're generous, like the tithe 10%, but from the place of who am I and how do I want to show up in the world and what makes me feel really, really good, right? So as I did all of that, I realized like, oh yeah, I do. So, like as I pulled back all of those layers, I'm like, yeah, I still do want to buy my mom a house. It just makes sense to me. It feels good to me. It feels soulful and right and true. But I had to strip away all of the scarcity, the have to, must do, this is what I'm supposed to do, essentially the pressure. Same with, I remember at the end of 2020, I donated to charities I believed in, definitely charities I believed in, but I did it at that time from the place of scarcity. Like, we were in a surge. And I didn't know how the year was going to go. And I just moved. And I was like, okay, I'm going to tithe to these charities to put myself in the energetic state of abundance. And now, a year later, I can honestly say like what that got me was a shit ton of junk mail from all of these charities that send me mail, like multiple, like all of the money I donated probably went to mail me shit because my mailbox is usually, it's stacked with, because I'm digital. Most of all my mail comes digitally, my bills and everything. And so when I do go to the mailbox, it's just all these charities I donated to at the end of 2020 sending me stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's where, that's where my donation went. But I didn't see like an abundant return on that at all. No, because it was the place from which I was doing it. I was doing it from this place of, oh my God, we're in a surge. What's next year going to be like? It was from a place of scarcity and lack. And so let's throw some self-sabotage in here. I think a lot of times people are not paying themselves. They're not, they're saying God will work it out for me. And that is just, an excuse to not have to deal with any lack or limitation within them that's keeping them from believing they are worthy of massive compensation. So I'll do this thing for free and God will just work it out for me, right? It's all coming from the same place. So if you do something from a state of lack, and this is going to require that you sit with it and ask yourself why, and ask yourself what's motivating why you're doing and doing something, and being really honest with yourself and saying, is this coming from a place of lack and scarcity? And you can feel that. Usually it's like nervousness, it's tight, it's restrictive, it's uncomfortable. And we can fool ourselves. I know when I was donating to all those charities at the end of 2020, I really thought like I was doing it from this abundant place. But what I was ignoring was the nervousness around it all. Like underneath the surface of me clicking and submitting these payments was a deep, deep nervousness and stress. And that was rooted in a belief in scarcity and lack and limitation, and that there's not going to be enough. So there's no return the universe can do on that other than more of lack and scarcity and, you know, fear and nervousness. And that is, I did spend a good, you know, first quarter feeling that feeling. And so, and you never know how that energy is going to come back, right? You never know when you're holding that energy in that way. You never know when it's going to come back, how it's going to come back, and at what time it's going to come back. So I would encourage you to move into the state of abundance, to move into the state of prosperity, to feel the feelings of prosperity. How does that feel to you? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel calm? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel confident? Do things from that place. So if you tip your server more, tip your server more from a place of confidence. If you donate to the charity or tithe, do it from a place of confidence, not from the place of you have to. God does not require that. Amanda Francis has a wonderful video that God does. I think it's God doesn't require you to tithe, or you don't have to tithe. Do Amanda Francis tithe in YouTube search and it'll come up, but she explains it beautifully as well, that it's not a requirement. It's a suggestion, but the suggestion is rooted in, I believe that God will always provide for me, and I'm calm and relaxed in this process. If I'm doing it from a place of, oh, I have to do this to prosper, then you will always feel like prosperity is just outside of your grasp. Yeah. Really think about why you do what you do, whether it's helping a friend, tithing at your church or spiritual center, buying something to support someone locally. You know, like, you know, I was going to say I'm going to get in trouble for saying this way, but I pray the people who listen to this program understand what I'm saying. And so, no, I'm not going to get in trouble. But in 2020, when we were doing all the protests, I didn't, but when people were protesting and really discussing race relations in America, there was this push by corporate America to support Black businesses, support these businesses. And I look at that often, and I think, and I've had many discussions with people about this, and no one wants to deal with the dark side of all of this, is that if you're supporting a business because you feel you have to be a good person, you're perpetuating the problem, right? If you're supporting a business because you feel drawn to that business and you want to support that business because you believe in that business, and yeah, that business happens to be a business run by somebody of color of a different ethnicity or lifestyle than your own, cool. But I tuned into it psychically, it didn't feel like it was helping. It didn't feel like consciousness raising, right? So these businesses get this surge of, you know, cash for a couple of months, but is that sustainable? You know, the businesses want people that show up because they enjoy their product. Yeah, we're not going to say no to money. Yeah, I don't think anybody was saying no to money at that time, ever don't say no to money. But what we want to do is build something that people will continue to come back to again and again and again. And so that's why we get up for business owners. We get up because we are creating, we are serving on no matter what industry you're in. You could be the dry cleaner or a food delivery app. We are serving, right? And so, to be mindful of why you do what you do. You know, support a business, not because you feel guilty and you're trying to right your wrongs, because that just perpetuates the problem. But do it because you have a wide open heart and you like whatever they're providing and you want to come back again, or you want to try this thing and see if it's the right fit for you, right? Be mindful of what you're doing and why you're doing it, particularly around your cash. Why are you spending that money? Does it feel good to you? Because it doesn't matter how you spend. Just does it genuinely feel good to you? Does it light you up? Does it make you feel connected to source? Because even in trying to right our wrongs, spending from a place of guilt, donating from a place of guilt, doing it so that, oh, we want to get something, we're not connected to source in those moments. Generosity is meant to, just like gratitude, is meant to connect us to God. And so think about it. It's not, and don't, you know, you can hear me on this, and in no way am I being critical. If you, obviously, I just told you many ways in which I've acted out of a place of scarcity and lack under the guise of being a spiritual person wanting energy to come back to me, right? Just think about it. Say, hey, I get to be high vibe. I get to be connected to God. I get to live an amazing life. Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? And is that supporting me living in that high vibrational state? Is that supporting me living the lifestyle of my dreams? Is this true and right for me? Am I doing it because it lights me up? So going back to the example of buying my mom a house, I can only say the day that I submit that payment wherever it goes in that transaction process, it will be because it lights me up. It's not even about her at this point, though I want her to pick something that she wants and likes and enjoys, but it's really about how good that will make me feel in my own life, in my own level of accomplishment. But to get to that place where it was clean, and essentially where I would be able to manifest it, I had to strip away all the guilt, all the I have to, all the it, this is what's required. Oh, this is the even the childhood programming around it. And she does it cheeky, but she's serious. I had to strip away all the pressure so that it could come from the truest, brightest, lightest place within me. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach and you're ready to take these spiritual practices to the next level so you are really living the lifestyle of your dreams, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I send you 2 intuitive messages a week that can support you in your spiritual journey. The one I sent out yesterday was really good. I was like, man, Spirit, you're so wonderful. So I'm here to support you. So I look forward to connecting with you again on the next podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Thank you. Until next time, take care of yourself.